Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Louisiana State University announced this week that it would not require students to get a coronavirus vaccine before returning to campus this fall. The reason? LSU officials say it's because the vaccines have only been approved for emergency use. Most universities in Florida won't require the shots either, nor will Dickinson State University student body population 1,300 in Dickinson, North Dakota. University President Steve Easton joins us now to explain why. President Easton, welcome to Here and Now.
Great to be here, Peter. Thanks for having me.
And why?
Well, you already explained part of it, and I know other universities are making different decisions. All of these COVID decisions are a matter of balancing a whole bunch of factors. Health protection on one end of this is one of those factors. Trying to produce the best educational environment we can is another one of those factors. We are a public institution in southwestern North Dakota. Access is a big part of our mission, so we want to be available to as many as possible. And in balancing all of those factors, and then there's another one in the state of North Dakota. I don't know if it applies in other states. It's called the North Dakota Century Code. So our state set of statutes actually has some required vaccinations as part of the statutes, measles, mumps, rubella, and some others that our students do, in fact, have to prove that they've had those vaccinations. In that context, and when we're running a state institution with an access mission, it's awful hard for us to make an individual decision to add to that list of statutorily required vaccinations.
So let me make sure I understand. Are you saying that you couldn't really do it if you tried, but you could try? You just might run into some political pressure?
I wouldn't go so far as to say it's absolutely clear. My background training and career is in law. I could construct a really good argument that we couldn't do it. I could construct a competing argument that we could do it on an individual institution basis. I think as a legal matter, that's a debatable question.
I hear you. So why not do it? Because at one point last fall, you know this, North Dakota had the worst outbreak in the country of COVID. Its mortality rate was the highest in the world. And yes, I know numbers have gone down there. They've gone down around the country. But no reputable scientist is saying that this is over.
Your question contains part of the answer. The numbers have changed significantly. We have been at Dickinson State looking very hard at the numbers. In fact, in response to those numbers in late October and early November, Dickinson State went basically non-face-to-face from Thanksgiving to Christmas. We did not anticipate doing that at the beginning of the school year, but we saw our local hospital being overcrowded. And we made the decision to essentially, with a few exceptions, shut down our face-to-face instruction between Thanksgiving and Christmas. Now the numbers are much different. And frankly, people in our part of the world react a lot better to incentives than to mandates. We do have an incentive. We adopted a program approximately a month ago telling our students that they would be relieved the remainder of this school year from the mask requirement that we have on our campus if they received the vaccine and then waited the 14 days that the CDC has said you need after being fully vaccinated. And I want to make it clear that we are very pro-vaccine. Mm-hmm. We are trying to encourage our students, our faculty and staff to get the vaccine.
You've gotten yours?
I have, and I tried to do it very publicly, and we're very pro-vaccine. We're just reluctant to take the step of requiring a vaccine. A vaccine is an invasive medical procedure. We think it's a little bit different and a step beyond requiring mask use. And at this point, we're not comfortable taking that step.
You know what? I appreciate you saying that. I mean, it's true. That's the reality that you're living in there in North Dakota, and that's really something that would influence your decisions. On the other hand, if you are weighing what decision to make, isn't it true that no one would die as a result of this decision to require vaccines or to continue requiring masks, but someone very well might if you don't.
Well, you know, I don't know that we can say that. And again, I want to preface my next comment by saying that I think the balance is very much in favor of getting vaccines. I think we should do it. I think that's a reasonable decision. But medical procedures, including vaccinations, contain risks. And, you know, we've been quite criticized for encouraging vaccines. I disagree with that. All the scientific evidence, I believe, establishes that not getting the vaccine is a bigger risk than getting the vaccine.
You know what's interesting about this? Yesterday, we spoke with an executive at Northeastern University in Boston. They are doing just the opposite. They're requiring vaccines before students come back in the fall. And we're going to have some data that tells us whether this decision was wise, whether this decision to require vaccines was wise, because later this year, we'll see how those schools and campuses are doing. Are you open to changing your mind if the data, the science comes and backs it up?
Absolutely, Peter. We are monitoring the data. And I also want to be clear that I would not criticize Northeastern for its decision either. They're doing the best job of making what they think is the best decision. Reasonable minds can differ on some of these issues. And it would not be the first time that, as a result of those statistics, we have changed our minds and changed our policy if we end up doing that.
Steve Easton is the president of Dickinson State University in Dickinson, North Dakota. Thank you very much for answering our questions. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Peter, for having me. Very interesting discussion, and we appreciate being part of it.